Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition of News Talk Radio Live, 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, and come back in for an abbreviated two-hour transmission Sunday evenings, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and, of course, Eastern, 5 to 7, Mountain, 3 to 5, and so forth and so on. Big broadcast lined up for you today. I have the Austin American Statesman, my local paper here today, saying that it is a delusional conspiracy theory to talk about the North American Union. Kind of like you were a conspiracy theorist if you said Iraq didn't have WMDs, according to the UN's own report and their own inspectors, and inspectors that spoke out were either imprisoned or murdered, like Dr. David Kelly. Or kind of like when we said the new amnesty plan was an amnesty plan a few months ago, and they said, well, the bill's secret, but trust us, it's not an amnesty plan. And then Senator Sessions leaked it, and it was a total amnesty plan. I'm going to spend some time. I've been doing this a lot because I've seen literally more than 100 mainstream newspapers the last 3 weeks. This is their talking point from the New World Order. Tell us that it doesn't exist, and you're delusional if you say it does, including a big story out of the Boston Globe last Sunday. This is a continued, concerted, mainline media hoax to lie to you and say this isn't happening. And on Friday, the L.A. Times said Paul believes in the threat of North American superhighway and said he's delusional about that as well. So we'll be talking about how we're crazy and how we just made all of this up today. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Official Federal Highway Department, Federal Department of Transportation documents 10 years ago, so they were planning this. TxDOT, the Texas Department of Transportation, just type TxDOT documents NAFTA Superhighway into Google. You'll be on TxDOT's own website. You'll be looking at the maps, the official plan, how they're building it. Before the mainstream media decided to start lying, 2 years ago, Time Magazine did a cover story about the NAFTA Superhighway and had all the documents and said people didn't want it. But then as heat against it built, they just said, hey, doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. This is the same government-controlled media that tells you that the fires have been put out and only 100 houses had been destroyed, but it was thousands. Remember a month ago the fake FEMA press conference with over 100 fake reporters asking fake questions, even with big expensive cameras posing and dressed up like reporters with pads of paper? The head of the INS just got caught giving a fake news conference last week. We have Hillary planting fake questions, Mitt Romney planting fake questions at these different debates. I mean, the people are becoming aware of this. And we got the actual bill on the amnesty bill, and it was true. It was an amnesty. It was worse. It was complete, total pardons for aggravated felons on top of amnesty. And a few months ago, when this was all happening, we read the bill on air and the subsections. And now it was admitted it was amnesty. But this tactic of lying to you, I mean, sometimes I have to double-check what I'm saying just to make sure I'm not wrong, because you can't believe they're lying. I heard a talk show host today saying there's no longer mercury in vaccines, but I have AP and Reuters and Bush last month vetoing a bill that would ban mercury in vaccines. I mean, I've got all the actual news reports, but I hear talk show hosts and others saying it isn't true. Now, I want to be clear. Most news is accurate or trying to be accurate or trying to tell the truth, but it isn't the big spin you see. There are certain key people at every major paper in the country and on national television, this came out in Senate hearings back in 1977, who were on government payroll. And it came out 3 years ago that $1.8 billion was bought by the Bush White House. Clinton, of course, had done it. We pioneered exposing that. People couldn't believe us in the late 90s when we reported on it. Now it's mainstream news. Bush spent $1.8 billion just on buying reporters and buying fake newscasts for his Medicare, Medicaid prescription drug plan. Now, whether you're for that plan or not, fake news, fake reports, paying on average a reporter 200 plus grand just to come out and say they're for it is fraud and is evil. And you know about them paying for Head Start propaganda and paying for war propaganda. I mean, it's in the tens of billions. Congress has said it's illegal. The general public needs to wake up to this, and they are waking up to it. So we'll be getting into this story out of the Statesman. The NAU doesn't exist. You're delusional and insane if you say it does. That's kind of like the Chronicle for people around the country listening from as far away as San Diego right now on KCAA to Wyoming and to right here in Austin, Texas, out to upstate New York, Tennessee, Kansas City, Florida. Just by the way, I learned this week we've got like 15 more affiliates than I even knew. Folks, I can't keep track of all this anymore. But by the way, we had a big affiliate, covers multiple states up in the Northwest that made news. It's in the local news there. Illegal aliens got mad at me criticizing the open borders this week. I guess enough was enough. And they scaled the 500-foot AM tower, but they only went halfway up, covered with ice, and they flew a giant Mexican flag. Of course, they tore down the American flag, flying on a flagpole in front of the station. And I talked to the station owner Friday, and I was trying to line him up. I don't know if he's going to be on today, but they carry me during the week, and they carry this show. I didn't even know that, and the station called me about it, and I said, oh, ought to have you on Sunday. Oh, we carry that show. That's good. But the point is that now I've outraged the illegal aliens to the point in all part of the Reconquista, reconquering of the U.S., that what we heard about U.S. post offices, businesses, public schools having American flags torn down. There's video of this all over the web. It's been all over the news if you haven't heard about it. Just type in American flag torn down, Mexican flag raised, and hundreds of cases, literally. Now it's happened to me, to a radio station. I'm broadcasting out of KLBJ 590 right now here in Austin. That's how we syndicate out of with Emmis and Genesis. I wonder if they had an American flag flying out front of it, it would be torn down and a Mexican flag flown in. And then if I say I'm against it, because I saw the message board comments, if I'm against the American flag being torn down, I'm bad. I'm bad. So I'm beginning to realize just how bad I am. So I apologize to everyone. On the area of immigration, they just had a big federal study come out, and the National Association of La Raza, which literally translates to mean the race, has been trumpeting this and crowing this from the highest rooftops. 37.9 million people in the last 7 years, they say more than half illegal, the other 40-something percent legal, have come here. And remember, the census goes on to admit, these are census numbers that just came out, that they only polled about half of the illegal aliens. So they say 15 million, double that, 30 million, plus the other 14-something mil legals. What's 30 million and 15 million? 45 million. I did the math. It's 47.2 million people in 7 years. 47.2 mil! Oh, and I have another report out of the Washington Times. Immigrants, illegals use welfare more often. So this myth that they're contributing to the economy is a fraud. I'd already seen these numbers, but now they're newer. New numbers have come out. And it turns out that both immigrants and illegal aliens are more likely to be poor and to use welfare programs than native-born Americans because they come to the country with lower levels of education, according to a new study looking at U.S. Census Bureau data. Yeah, it's bankrupting the hospitals, bankrupting the schools, bankrupting everything. But if you talk about it, I guess they'll come assault your radio station and jerk Old Glory down and run a Mexican flag up. By the way, the station owner is just worried about safety. He's got to pay like $1,000 to have an engineer go up and take it down. It's expensive to get tower work done. Whoever did this scaled it while it was covered with ice. By the way, that story is up on prisonplanet.com. We'll be telling you about that later. This isn't Alex Jones saying it. It is the St. Petersburg Times. Says Mitt Romney cheated and stole the Florida straw poll from Ron Paul, who got second place. And the Richmond Times-Dispatch reports Paul won the Virginia straw poll hands down. So more cheating by Mitt Romney and others trying to block our dark horse angel, His Excellency Ron Paul, from right here in Texas. The rebellion continues in defense of the Republic. Long live America! Straight ahead!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. For the first time in our country, decisions you make about food will determine whether you live free or die hard. You can decide to ignore us fools that scream food shortage, contamination, genetic poisoning, or you can store as much food as you can get. You can decide you can't afford a supply, or you can do whatever it takes to get food because you're a survivor, not a quitter. You can decide to plan food supplies for Christmas. What if you decide to do nothing? If you're right, and there's plenty of safe food, you can laugh at the fools who stocked up. They were wrong, but what did they lose? Nothing. But if you're wrong, with no food, you'll lose everything. Freedom, children, guns, home, even life. Can you afford to be wrong? Place your bet. Food or no food, can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525. You're listening in Central Texas, 836-0590. Yeah, this is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Easiest place to find it's InfoWars. Still the top story up there. Mexican flag hung over U.S. flag after perpetrators scale huge radio tower. Outrage in Montana after oldest radio station in America received death threats from Reconquista supporters over my show and the owner's radio show. He does one in the morning. There is a growing sense of outrage in Kalispell, Montana, after a Mexican flag was erected in front of a U.S. flag halfway up the 500-foot tower that belongs to the oldest radio station in America, KGEZ. going since the 1920s. Before the incident, station owner John Stokes said that he was getting calls from angry supporters of the extremist La Reconquista movement, a separatist group that advocates for violent overthrow of the southern and western United States. I guess they think Montana's that, too. It had also received death threats. Two Mexican males entered the premises of KGEZ and demanded that another U.S. flag was on a flagpole be taken down because it was, quote, disrespectful. Yeah, that's right. I'm not allowed. And that's what they've said when they've gone into post offices. It's been on the news. Public schools. It's jerked down. It's stomped on. Cops will arrest anyone trying to stop them, saying it would cause a riot. On Wednesday morning, the station's ice-covered radio tower was scaled and a Mexican flag was hung above Old Glory that was flying below. And, of course, that flag had been previously stolen. And it goes on to say the Kalispell Police Blotter, that's the local paper, makes mention of the incident. And so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to spend all day on it. It's just, you talk about personally in my own life dealing with this stuff. I mean, I could care less if you're black, white, Hispanic, purple, blue, green, polka dotted. But, I mean, with all these radio stations named the Invader, La Raza, all these groups saying that the U.S. belongs to Mexico, I mean, that's being reported on. I went to a Mexican Independence Day rally 2 years ago in Austin, and they were wearing green shirts that said, in Spanish, the plan of San Diego. And then somebody told me, you better look up what that means. I didn't believe what they said it meant, but it was a Mexican plan with the German government during World War I to attack the U.S. and kill every white person above the age of 16. I went and Googled it, and it was on University of Texas, University of Mexico at Mexico City. And then I have the Texas Civil Rights Review magazine newspaper come out and say, yeah, well, it is a plan to kill all whites. But what's wrong? Whites are bad. And I mean, I was just like, what? I mean, now I'm bad to report on this? Again, 70 or even higher, depending on the poll, Hispanic Americans love America, the most patriotic people. Predominantly, they get higher levels of, you know, Congressional Medal of Honor and other valiant awards in combat for this country. But the media, the establishment, the New World Order that wants a North American Union, wants to balkanize, divide and conquer, break this country up, and get us all fighting with each other. And we cannot put up with this. We cannot go along with this. So I've, you know, basically had my say on that subject. I do want to take some calls. When we get back, I'm going to get into federal study being reported on in the New York Times, immigration at record level. The government says 37.9 million since 2000 in seven, about to be 8 years. But then they go on to admit that, again, the census has only gotten about half the illegals. So instead of 15 million illegals being more than half of the 37.9 million, They're now doubling that number, so we're talking 47,200,000. 47,200,000 in less than 8 years. There's 6 billion people want to come here, folks, and they live in squalor. There's literal human excrement up and down the streets. The people are poor, pathetic slaves. I feel sorry for them. But we cannot take the whole world here. They will drive down your wages. They will bankrupt the welfare system. It'd be one thing if we didn't have this big socialist system, all this welfare and the rest of it, but we just can't do it. And I've got another federal report right here about how it's bankrupting everything. I mean, does the country have to go into complete depression before we finally do something about this? I mean, is that what has to happen? And meanwhile, the illegal aliens are running around flying American flags upside down with Mexican flags above them. That got big news last month. Or they're running around pulling down American flags, stomping on them, burning them, and running up Mexican flags during these illegal alien marches for amnesty. And you've seen that in the news. It's been everywhere. Hundreds of cases. I'm sick of it. You know what happened if you went to Mexico and tried to go haul down their flag and stomp on it and run up the stars and bars? I mean, you'd be killed. You'd be torn limb from limb. I said I'd go to your phone calls here. I want to hear what you think about this, but not just the illegal alien invasion. Remember 3 months ago they said the amnesty didn't exist, but you couldn't see the bill. The Senate said, well, you can't see the bill, but just trust us it's not amnesty. And then we got the bill, and it said anyone who gets here for 11 years is instantly legalized, or 12 years is instantly legalized. They can bring upwards of 11 family members. And it said that aggravated felons are instantly legalized, and they're instantly given Social Security cards and allowed to get on welfare. So that was worse than the other amnesty bills. It was actually a pardon for aggravated felons. That means violent felons, armed robbers, assaulters, arsonists. It was all in the news. This is the media. And the same dominant media that told you and the same Congress that tells you it's a secret bill, just trust us, it is an amnesty, are the same ones in the Austin American Statesman, this is coming up next hour in detail, saying there's no such thing as a North American Union. Let's go ahead and jam in a call before I go to break, and I'm going to come back and take more of your calls. Let's talk to Nathan calling from Washington. Is that D.C., Nathan, or is that Washington State?
No, Alex, that's Washington State. It's really a privilege to talk to you.
Privilege to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I am a former service member. I signed my enlistment papers in the Air Force 12 days before the false flag terror of 9/11. And ever since then, it's really driven a wedge between my grandfather and me. You know, doesn't care about the NSA wiretaps, doesn't care about Iraq, and he's made it clear that he would be more proud of me if I died over there. But with this candidacy involving Ron Paul, he's a big Second Amendment guy. And I said, Grandpa, go take a look. Nobody adds up but Ron Paul for the Second Amendment. You know, Giuliani, I just saw him on...
And there's a raft of anti-Second Amendment bills in Congress, states all over are going after it right now. Second Amendment's never been in more trouble.
And, you know, I'm really distressed by what I'm hearing about Kalispell, Montana. My dad lives there. He runs the Petco there, and, you know, that's really terrible news for me.
Yeah, American flag torn down, Mexican flag put up on the tower.
Yeah, but needless to say, I didn't...
But, I mean, if they say it's conservative, it'll probably be supported. Oh, tear up American flags. It's conservative. You know, that's probably the next thing.
I know. It's very distressing. But I just wanted you to know that I didn't renew my enlistment in the Air Force. I'm a free American again, and I'm now a foot soldier against the NWO.
Well, that's the key. That's the key, sir, and God bless you. The key here is you've got foreign global corporations bigger than any one government teamed up together. They're coming in and taking over the Argentine government, the U.S. government, all these governments, and they're looting our infrastructure. They're debasing our currencies. Later I'll explain why. They're destroying our sovereignty. And then they always wrap themselves in the flag and sell people a good public relations campaign of why they should accept it. And it's time for Americans to realize we are being propagandized. There is public relations going on out there. And the new world order is destroying the sovereignty of this country. You know, I did some more research this weekend on the whole debt bubble and what's happening with the subprime mortgages and what's happening with debt insolvency and the crises in the banks. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back in this next segment, take calls. Then in the last segment of this hour, I'm going to focus on the half quadrillion debt. Just derivatives have 1,500 plus trillion. Now, our whole federal budget is $1.8 trillion. 1,500 plus trillion just in bank derivatives. If you don't know what derivatives are, you better find out. We'll be right back.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black mercury elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black mercury elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to black mercury purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis Network, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, right after the Alex Jones Show, and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I introduce natural wellness solutions every day. Allicin from Alamax US is the most powerful nutraceutical herbal in the world. It kills all known pathogens, including viruses, fungi, parasites, and even Lyme. It kills malaria parasites, reduces cold severity, and even lowers cholesterol, blood pressure, and arthritic symptoms, and helps you fight cancer and stealth pathogens. If you want to heal your body, if you want the real pharmaceutical-grade Allicin, not like any other molecule, hundreds of times more powerful than oregano or any other nutraceutical, do order Allicin from NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. From head to toe, Allicin is the topical, inhalation, and oral, and for your whole body, an amazing tonic for life.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, your calls are coming up. I'm going to get into this raft of mainstream news articles in every big paper you can imagine. I mean, I've literally seen hundreds saying there's no such thing as a North American Union. We have the official documents. But they go further. They say there's no such thing as a NAFTA superhighway when that's been announced here in local Texas news for 10 years. So we'll be going over that next hour. Also get into the whole banking system, your phone calls, Dan in New Hampshire, Diane in North Carolina, Dave in North Carolina, Tony in Austin, many others. But he's a busy fellow. I'm only going to him up for a few minutes. Z600.com is the website. It's 600 a.m. Out in Kalispell, Montana. Goes into multiple states. And it's KGEZ is the actual call letters of the radio station. And this happened on Wednesday. He tried to get a hold of me for a few days. Took some time. Finally got a hold of me Friday. And I went and looked it up. It certainly was in the local newspaper. And the station owner, John Stokes, has a radio show that talks about national sovereignty, and part of it's about the illegal alien invasion and the rest of what's happening, the 47 million immigrants in the last 8 years, more than half illegal aliens. That's the Fed's own census numbers that just came out after less than 8 years. And he's gotten death threats, calls to the station. They're mad about my show, his show. Some folks showed up and said, we don't like that flag. It's disrespectful, the American flag. Then it got torn down. And then somebody scaled in the ice, because it's frozen up there right now, about halfway up the huge tower, and put a huge Mexican flag that's still up there. And they've got to hire the tower people to come in, pay them a lot of money. You've got to have special insurance to go up this thing, especially an AM tower. The whole thing's lit up like a Christmas tree. An AM tower is the whole tower, not just FM, is just the antennas at the top. The AM towers are particularly dangerous. And whoever did this risked their life in a big way to go up there and fly this gigantic Mexican flag. John Stokes, thank you so much for coming on with us, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you doing, sir?
Good. What is it like to have your show getting threats, my show getting threats? These people are mad, and now they scale the tower to fly a Mexican flag. Why are they doing this?
Well, you know, it seems that the line of work we're in, it's almost like another day at the beach. I mean, this goes on constantly, and you can't get any recourse from it. They use anonymous cell phone numbers, untraceable numbers, notes in the doorway, bricks through the windows. It's just... when you're a patriot, you're out there taking you're gonna take the arrows.
Well, I know that smaller states that have less than 1 million population, are getting hurt worse because the illegals have now, in some areas, become the majority, and they're really letting everybody know they're the boss.
Yeah, and we've been dependent upon the construction industry for the last 7-8 years up here, and that went flat everywhere across America. So now you've got the Montanans out of work, but you have the illegals coming up here even working cheaper than that.
Now, this has been going on for months. What did you think? Was it Thursday morning when you discovered the flag, or when did they scale?
Thursday morning driving in. Obviously, the towers can be seen for miles and miles and miles. When we got close to it, I go, geez, it's a huge bird, or somebody's climbing the towers. And the closer we got, I go, no, it's not a bird or a person. It's I said, geez, somebody climbed the damn tower and put a flag up there. And, it's extremely, extremely dangerous. You can't have more than 90 seconds exposure to these towers. I mean, in a great deal of radiation. We turn them off and have to power down just to go change light bulbs.
Oh, I forgot that part. That's right. Special engineers have to go in with special harnesses. I know it's thousands. I mean, years ago it was thousands. How much is it now to get somebody to scale a tower?
Well, here in Montana, it isn't quite so high, but it's about $400 a pop.
And then, of course, the engineer time they were actually doing work up there, replacing lights or messing with the antenna coil. I forgot about the RF radiation. You're not; they always turn towers off. In fact, take the station we're broadcasting out of. Once or twice a year, they do maintenance. I know they turn it down, like in the middle of the night. The guy's got to go up at night. But I forgot about that. The radiation alone.
Oh yeah, and obviously there's a couple of them doing it. Nobody does this step by themselves. So they kicked in the security safety fence, and obviously one or two of their buddies are standing at the bottom watching them, so they got just as much exposure too. But it's quite dangerous. I mean, they could have died, and because there's no ladder going up the tower. It's just all metal superstructures. So you got to go hand over hand and foot over foot, and it's without safety harness on, with ice and snow all over the towers. I mean, it's the most stupidest thing somebody could have done.
We're talking to the owner of KGEZ, one of the oldest, if not the oldest, continually operating stations in the country, 600 KHZ, and the website z600.com carries my show, and of course also carries this Sunday show right now, but also the weekday show. Do you think it's the same people that have been death threatening the station that did this?
Probably. It's hard to say. I mean, if they're calling to give you death threats, I mean, I've been around organized crime and bad people. Bad people don't really give you a warning. They just do it. I mean, the professionals.
So it might be different folks. Well, why would whoever did this do this?
Just to be in your face. I mean, we're very patriotic. We've raised quarter of all the money in Montana from Ron Paul through our station.
I've seen that in the press.
And, it's just a phenomenal thing. These people.
By the way, Z600.com, you can go to the website. On the front of the building, you have a huge American flag painted, American flag out front that's been destroyed. So you're very patriotic. And, again, this illustrates the big dirty secret. These illegal alien groups lost two wars with this country. They were taught about it in Mexico, and they hate this nation. And the average yuppie out there has no idea how serious this is.
No, I know it. We have a huge colonial flag symbolizing the 13 colonies and a constitution out there. And for whatever reason, these people think it's not nice to be pro-American. We're totally pro-American. For instance, the DVDs that we put out through you and through Loose Change, we've given over 18,000 DVDs have gone out the front door from people coming in and get them. That's how active.
Well, you've got a unique lineup. Folks can listen over the web at z600.com. And I want to thank you, sir. I knew for the last, 2-3 years you've been carrying the weekday show, but I just learned talking to you Friday, and I apologize, it was hard to get a hold of, that you've been carrying the Sunday show. How long have you been doing that?
About a month now.
Well, we're very, very thankful to you, John Stokes, owner of this fine affiliate out there. How long have you been the owner?
About 7 years. And, I just saw the need that, somebody could get out here and tell the truth. And I was in a position fortunate enough to buy a radio station that was for sale. And we completely changed the format. And it's cost us financially. I mean, we get boycotted and, we're not politically correct. So it hurts us revenue-wise, but we're going to do it as long as we can continue to do it.
Well, folks need to support you, and we really, really do appreciate you. The good news is liberty's becoming more popular again, evidenced by Ron Paul and the poll numbers and everything else we see. So, but in the beginning, as Mark Twain said, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. You are no sunshine patriot. You are a winner patriot, John Stokes. And I think this is going to backfire on him. And I know you haven't screamed bloody murder of the news, but you need to call the news up and point out how dangerous this was and point out just how America-hating this is.
You know, I can't thank you enough, Alex, because you've cleared a lot of paths for a lot of people, and you've got a lot of courage to stand tall, and in spite of all the criticism and, you know, the pressure to keep you off the air, I'm glad that the message of truth, just like Ron Paul's message, is contagious. It is getting out there, and people are starting to ask the questions they need to ask.
John Stokes, folks can check out more at your fine station at Z600.com. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Normally, this gets huge news attention. There have literally been hundreds of these cases, but I'd say 20 or 30 or so, I haven't counted them up, have been national news, at least on talk radio. I mean, you've heard about the banks having American flags torn down and Mexican flags run up. You've heard about the public schools from San Diego to Phoenix and to Colorado. You've heard about the post offices having it torn down. And you'll get a giant group of, you know, tens of thousands of these illegal aliens marching around during all these big marches the last 2 years, calling for amnesty, trying to bully the American people. And they just, in their lust and hatred of this country, they jerk American flags down. Well, now they've broken into a fence behind the radio station, climbed a hot tower. I didn't even think about that. I mean, this is not good for you. You got 5,000 watts going up this thing. Climbed up the tower, gone out there and done this. Could have been electrocuted, could have killed themselves. And I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad they didn't get killed. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. In the next segment, I will go to Dan and any others that are patiently holding. And then I'll get into the financial news in the first segment of the next hour. Then the North American Union for the balance of the show. This incredible hoax by the media, saying that there's no plan for an NAU when it's official. And you don't have to believe me. You can go check out the documents. They never talk about documents in these articles. So we'll discuss that in a lot more. One of my new websites is Web 2.0, beautiful site, really powerful info, truthnews.us, truthnews.us. And there's the staples, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. I'm also a filmmaker. My new film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is now out. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Most scientific advances are merely incremental. However, once in a while there comes an invention which is so revolutionary, such a quantum leap forward, that it is the product of what scientists call non-linear thinking. Such an invention is Dragonskin body armor. In a Discovery Channel program, Dragonskin was so superior to older types of body armor that it survived rounds which shredded the body armor now issued to our troops. Why then have the Bush regime's military bureaucrats refused to adopt Dragonskin for our troops? Be sure to tune in to Crash, Are You Ready? Friday, November 30th, for a very special interview with Marie Neal, the genius inventor of Dragonskin body armor. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com for links to the Dragonskin body armor website. That's www.hearitonline.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What do you think, listeners, of people tearing down American flags coast to coast and running Mexican flags up? I guess we're bad if we say we don't like it. See, Americans have been taught to not be nationalistic, to not be truly patriotic, or to be falsely patriotic and think going overseas and killing a bunch of brown people's good. Real patriotism is defending the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, our dollar, our sovereignty. And that's what's under attack by the very same people running these wars. Okay, let's go ahead and take some of your calls. Tony in Austin, Texas. You're on the air, Tony. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I was going to challenge all your listeners out there who are for Ron Paul. I work as a delivery service during the daytime, and so I'm all over town, and I pick up Ron Paul stuff over at their headquarters and at the Brave New Books and pass it out to pretty much everybody that I see, you know, that doesn't know about Ron Paul. And, you know, I think that if we all did this through the next few months, it would actually help snowball his awareness.
But that's at campaign headquarters all over the country. This is a national show, but yes, right here in Austin, too.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing is, I had a question about Lou Dobbs. You know, I've watched Lou Dobbs from time to time. Seems like a real good guy. He's, you know, got a lot of the...
He's the best thing on TV.
Yeah, and he's actually for the American middle class, it seems to be. But he was on about 2 weeks ago with Larry King, and Larry King flat out asked him early in the interview, what do you think about the race for president? Who do you, if anybody, support? And he said, flat out, nobody. That they're all full of it. And I thought that was kind of,
Well, nobody's really perfect, and he's trying to stay out of the whole political debate. I appreciate your call. Keep it up for RonPaul2008.com. Let's go ahead now and talk to Dane in North Carolina. Dane, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the Real ID.
Yes, the supposed federal ID that starts next year, it really started more than a decade ago. The driver's license were standardized under Bill Clinton with his unique identifiers under international treaty. It's already a world ID. By the time they announce something to you, it's already in place.
Yeah, because in North Carolina, on the back of our license,
it says North American Union, yeah.
Yeah, and I had figured out a way to deactivate it.
Oh, yeah, you can fry the strip or fry the chip in it, but the point is they're doing it.
Yeah, just 5 seconds in the microwave. And I figured this out and put it on a website that was a North Carolina website, forum, where everybody can chat and everything. And they deleted my account because I informed the people of how to deactivate it.
Well, that's all part of the self-censorship and a tyranny.
Yeah.
That's what happened in Russia or East Germany or Nazi Germany or China today. It's all about censorship.
But I'm totally against it, and I'm going to go to the news and everything and see if they'll report it to the people and just let them know that there is a chip in their license.
There certainly is, my friend. Good job. Keep it up. Let's talk to Dan in New Hampshire, where the big battle is going to heat up. Second key primary. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going, Alex?
Welcome.
Great for you. Really appreciate your work, man. I tell you, you're one of the few loud voices out there that brings us the news. The other thing is, it's despicable what they did with that and stupid and everything.
Come at the radio tower or one of our affiliates, yeah, putting the Mexican flag on it.
Oh my God! You know, come on. Why are they want to come up here? Why do they want to bring Mexico with them?
That's it. Is that, well, they say Mexico's poor because the Southwest was taken from them. Mexico was a corrupt dictatorship, and they couldn't hold the West from the natives, so they called the Western, into the Western area, they called the Eastern settlers in. The Spain did, it's a fraud.
Well, I know the history. I mean, it goes back to the 1500s and Spain, was despicable there were millions that died mostly from diseases that the Europeans brought over.
Exactly. The bottom line is this. Well, under political correctness, people who speak English won't say things that are politically incorrect or hold their tongue. If you imagine, though, a mass of illegal aliens and immigrants, 40-plus million, federal census just down in the last 8 years, less than 8 years, it's perfect. They get to say it all in their own language. Nobody knows about it. And then if you talk about the big dirty secret, you're bad.
Well, listen, I got a bit of an alternative approach to this. I mean, I don't think our problems are with, the poor, hardworking, some of these are poor, hardworking people that just come up here for work. Right?
But they're filled by their government in their school textbooks. The average person from Mexico has a sixth grade education. They are taught that America's bad and the Southwest belongs to them.
Well, but still, they come up for work.
Sure. What's your solution? I say overthrow the corrupt government of Mexico that has tripled the resources of the U.S.
Simple. My solution is simple, and Ron Paul will implement it for us. And basically, it's to, just cut out all support. I mean, if we don't support them, they can come up here all they want, and if they can, learn English and make a buck and get by in the. So the thing is that the federal government is a problem.
Oh, you're right. The federal government is bankrolling all this, and I'm tired of this urban legend that illegal aliens only want jobs people won't take. Illegal aliens come in. They live 10 people to a house. They go do in L.A. a custodial janitorial job that used to pay $20 an hour and now pays about $6-$7 an hour. But they don't stop there. Then they go get on welfare to supplement what they're doing, and the government doesn't even check. They're there. So middle class is actually financing through welfare their jobs. So they're not really working for $6-$7 an hour. They are coming in and getting welfare. And here's a federal study, Washington Times reports on it. Immigrants and illegals use welfare more often. Both immigrants and illegal aliens are more likely to be poor and use welfare programs than native-born Americans because they come to the country with lower levels of education, according to a new study looking at U.S. Census Bureau data. The problem here is not work or lack of willingness to work. It's not legal status. It's educational level at arrival, said Stephen A. Camorta, research director of the Center for Immigration Studies, which is releasing the report today. The public burden is a major issue, and it's one of the disputes, along with border security and increased enforcement, that helped kill the Senate immigration bill earlier this year. This is from an immigrants' rights group, Mr. Camorta. And it goes on to say that President Bush and some Senate Republicans had wanted to scrap the family-based immigration system that has dominated for 50 years and replace it with a system that awards points for those with needed job skills. It doesn't really do that. They just say that. This is really a disinfo piece. High education levels and English proficiency. But Democrats objected, arguing that family reunification should still be the guiding principle, meaning one illegal can bring in 11 members of their family. And look at the numbers in Los Angeles, depending on the year, upwards of 70% of people in L.A. County are illegal aliens in their prisons. More than 70% of the welfare is paid to illegal aliens. Go look the numbers up. It's the same thing in Texas. It's over half. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, they come here and they work, but then their wives go and pull welfare. And then we pay for it. And I'm not just bashing the illegal aliens, okay? The fact is, Americans say, put those prisoners in jail for marijuana. Make them work while they're in jail. Then they work on average for 20 cents an hour, displacing more American jobs. We can't compete with illegal aliens working for $3, $4, $5 an hour. Okay? We can't compete. And by the way, they've had federal studies that have shown this, too. And in Colorado, they did a state study. In a matter of a day, state workers who they sent to test this were able to sign up under four identities in one day for four different welfare checks. See, the illegals come here with no ID. They get to go make up whoever they are. Banks give them IDs that are used to get housing loans and car loans. They give them Social Security cards. They can come back and get multiple Social Security cards under multiple IDs. The Mexican consulates force this fraud by giving them, for the cost of $25 apiece, consular matriculas. They have an office in Austin, Chicago, L.A. There's hundreds of these offices, and they'll give them at the same meeting. Colorado did this 5 years ago. They sent people to the consular matricula, and they would give them in the same meeting as many matriculas as they could buy right there. Oh, give me 10 different ones and 10 different names. Then the Health and Human Services accepts that. The feds and states accept that, and they go get on multiple welfare checks. I mean, can you imagine? Of course, there's been 47 plus million illegals and legals come up here in the last 7.5 years. Federal census, New York Times. Of course, you get to come here, you get to get jobs, you get to have plumbing and sewage and everything else paid for by our system. Then you get to have multiple welfare checks. Media won't talk about that. They'll talk about some poor black woman on welfare and her one check. I mean, come on. I just can't handle it anymore. When we get back, we'll take more calls. And we get into the economy, the biggest secret. I'm really going to break this down for you, what this means, just how deeply in debt you are, even if you don't think you're in debt. And then we'll get into the North American Union, which the media says doesn't exist either, when we have their own official documents. I'm Alex Jones, and look, I don't care what color you are. I love liberty and freedom, and I want you to have a future of freedom. And the big global corporations have taken control of this nation, and they're using illegal immigration to bankrupt the country and to bring in all these foreigners to destroy our wages. We'll be right back with the second hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Ken.